We've got another guest coming in. Not a long time to talk to them, but we do want to speak to her. The decision to make Family Violence Campaigner Rosie Batty Australian of the Year in 2015 gave that issue a national platform like never before. This year, the Northern Territory has selected a woman who has made helping women and children in remote Central Australia her life's work as their candidate for Australian of the Year. Andrea Mason is Chief Executive of the MPY Women's Council. It takes in 350,000 square kilometre area in Central Australia. It's an amazing job and it's amazing. Welcome to the program. Congratulations on this honour. What does it mean to you personally, Andrea?
Well, what it means is that the reputation of the work of Women's Council has been seen and noticed by people from the Australian Day Council, the judges, and they've been captivated, I guess, by the work of the council and what we've been doing in the region for over 36 years.
You've said you were surprised to be chosen as Northern Territory Australian of the Year. I wasn't surprised. Why were you?
Well, there were some very talented and very generous and very committed finalists with me. And everyone's got an extraordinary story. Everyone is living out their passion. And so I went into that night thinking that someone else was going to win because, in a sense, that's the Aboriginal way. You know, we prefer others. We're looking at others to succeed. But it was me last night, and now I feel incredibly privileged and see this as a great opportunity to promote not only Central Australia but the work of MPY Women's Council.
Does being recognised like this give you a much larger platform to campaign for your work around domestic violence, violence against Indigenous women that you're doing, to potentially attract more attention and to really turn this around?
Oh, look, absolutely. The women in our region, who are comprised the membership of MPY Women's Council, they were incredibly clear and insightful during the 90s when they commenced all of the services that we deliver today. And one of the first services in 1994 was our domestic family violence service. When I went to the organisation in 2008, it was devastating to hear that between 2000 and 2008, 15 women had been killed in our membership region. But since 2009 to 2016, we've only had two women killed. And I think that's an incredible testament to the way that our women and the organisation has reached out to service providers, to governments, to those that wanted to make a difference in this area of reducing violence against women in our region. And we've really, I think, made an incredible leap forward. There's still a lot more work to do around the level of assault, the psychological violence. We need to work on stopping another generation of young women experiencing violence. But I feel where we are now, that we've got a strong foundation to continue the work.
Well, Andrea, congratulations. Of course, now you're in the running to become Australian of the Year. That would be incredible, wouldn't it? I know you're not going to spruik yourself, but really?
It would be an incredible honour. And you're right, Rosie Batty, she was a watershed Australian of the Year in that she galvanised the conversation right across every level of Australian society to think about what are we doing to stop the violence against women and children. And if I had that opportunity, I'd do the same and promote the safety of women as something that we all need to be committed to continue doing.
Well, Andrea, thank you so much for coming on RN Drive and congratulations again. That's Andrea Mason, Chief Executive of the NPY Women's Council, and now the 2017 Territorian of the Year, in the running for Australian of the Year. Her work is incredible. You're listening to RN Drive. It's 7, time for the news.